If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace. What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shira.
And we would like to welcome you to another episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast. Shira, you are looking very beautiful today.
Thank you.
Do you feel beautiful? You know what I'm saying? Because that's all that matters.
I feel all right,
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. How has your day been today, Shira? How's everything been? Let's catch up a little bit, you know?
It's been good.
Yeah.
So, my mother had a birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yep.
And so we went out for brunch with my brother and his family and
had a good old time.
We had a nice time. So it was good to see everyone. I love hanging out with family, being with my family. So,
yes, it was great. It was great. A lot of kids, you know,
A lot of kids. Now we're outnumbered by the children.
Right. So that's good to always catch up and a lot of laughs and stuff. So that was good. Good start to the day. Shira, we're going to get right in, you know, because, we're in an interesting time in the economy now. And so folks may be wondering, well, what are some things I can do to simplify my finances? You know, how do I declutter, so to speak, you know, my finances? How do I manage this thing? So I really wanted to get into some steps here and some things that I think will really help our listeners in that area.
Yes. Always a good topic.
Yes.
I feel like this is a foundational topic. Mm-hmm. And it's also something that folks should be, you know, revisiting.
Right.
Because over time, like, your budget might change. The process that you take to pay your bills or to manage your finances might change or hopefully become more efficient over time.
Yes, yes. So let's dive right in, Shira.
Okay, what you got?
Let's start with number one. The first thing I think folks should do to simplify their finances is to get organized and store financial documents together.
Now,
hopefully, if you haven't already, you're transitioning to paperless, right? Mm-hmm. But we'll get there. But, you know, there's still some essential documents, you know, tangible hard copy documents that you'll need. And keeping them in a specific place is so important, especially with you, because you lose stuff sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yes. So tell us a way that, or share a way that we've been able to organize our finances, or.
Okay.
Well, give an example.
Yeah. I mean, as simple as the accordion style folders, you know, that we all may be familiar with, where they have multiple slots, or you can even have those boxes that store folder dividers, and then you can put, you know, you can label them. We have some net labeled, you know, for real estate. And then within those, you can have other dividers in there and just keep your folders labeled. And then you can put your documents in place. So when you need to get said documents, they're easy to recover. Because a lot of times, especially when you're, you know, applying for mortgages and stuff, they want documents. They want to know, okay, well, you know, and so you want to be able to access those quickly. Even when, you know, how many times do we have to go do things for our kids and they're like, we need a bill.
Yes.
That states your, you live at the residence. And,
right.
And so you want to be able to maybe even divide your different bills and statements and stuff like that.
Yeah. I would also add on to that, and I know this is not on our list, is that for some people, you might also need a shredder.
Yes.
Because you don't need to keep every single paper that comes in the mail with your business on it.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I'm just thinking of identity theft. But
yes,
like,
man.
But, like, of course, you know, you want to protect your financial information. So things that don't necessarily need to be stored away, you can get rid of those and maybe trim down on some of the paper items that you're holding on to. So
yeah,
I just wanted to throw that one in there. But yes, definitely be organized. Make sure that you and your spouse know where those important documents are, whether it's related to your finances or related to your children.
Right.
You know where those social security cards are. Yeah. You know, the important things that folks need, that you all have a safe place for those.
Yeah. Like you said, store them in a safe place, Shire. And also, there are some fireproof safes you can get to house your documents, because you never know, you know, what can happen. So I think that's very important. Did you want to go over number two?
Yes. Okay. So number two on our list is to automate your savings and your retirement contributions.
Yes.
And so this is really important.
Very important.
Yes. And I think for us, I mean,
especially if you're not disciplined, but go ahead.
I mean, I can let you run with that. What else do you have to say?
Yeah.
You said, especially if you're not disciplined.
You know, and many of us, it's not that we're not disciplined, it's that we have so much going on.
Right.
It's hard to remember to move money here.
Yes.
And to, you know, we like to encourage folks to use your 401k if you have that, you know, with your employer, because that's, you know, it takes out before the tax man even gets his hands
in. Right. You're saying to automate your contributions.
But if you're doing some after tax contributions, either to savings or Roth IRA, you want to set those up to automatically withdraw. Automation is really the overarching arc of this list, I think.
Yes. And I think what you said is so true, because many times, you know, folks will say, I'll get my money. Mm-hmm. And then after I pay everything, if I have anything left, then I will invest that. And many times you won't. You won't have anything left. And so for us, it's really important that we automate our contributions, and then we live on whatever we have left, and we do whatever we can to make that work. That becomes our budget.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to, you can spend and not worry, because you know that you've taken care of first things first.
Yeah. Well, Shire, I'm glad we actually brought this topic up, because our friends at Coins App, they really have made it simple and easy for people to, you know, either put away for savings, pack away, or even paying off debt sometimes. I wish there was a resource that would automate debt payoff payments, but Coins App can do that.
Okay, and how do they do that?
Check this out.
Using our app is pretty straightforward. First, connect your checking account, then choose which goal you want to tackle first. You can pay off debt, or you can save money, or you can do both at the same time. From there, choose how you want to save. We offer multiple options, such as rounding up your purchases, deducting from payroll, our smart savings algorithm, or weekly withdrawals. And if you're paying off debt, you can choose one or multiple accounts to pay off all at the same time. And once you've paid off your debt, you can save money as well.
So when we're talking about automation, it really doesn't get much more simpler than using, you know, an app, right? Getting with technology. And the Coins App really does it. So if any one of you wanted to access and be a part of the Coins App family and really start automating your payments towards savings, or your payments towards paying off debt, set goals and different things like that, hit the link below, and it's going to really be dope. It's going
to
be dope.
Yeah. I like that it can help you to reach your savings goals.
Absolutely.
And your debt payoff goals. So I think that's a really cool feature of it.
Yeah. So Shire, let's get to number three on the five ways to simplify your finances, and that's to plan spending in advance.
Yes. Yes. That is so important, especially, I mean, it's important for everybody, but when you're managing a family and then you might have events that are coming up or special occasions that are coming up, like, it's really important to plan your spending in advance.
Right.
Like, I feel that right now. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the worst thing is when you're like, let's say even if you're with a group or you're doing something and a money situation happens, right? And you're like, shoot, if I don't pull my money out, or I'm gonna stand out. Like, so I think it's good to plan in advance so you're not caught off guard. A lot of times you're caught off guard. Hey guys, it's gonna be X amount. Let's do this. And, you know,
give me some examples.
Okay.
Somebody at your job had a baby, so we're all gonna put in for a baby shower, or we're gonna do a gift, or, you know, those are things. I mean, that's an example.
Yeah. And I think the best way to hedge against those is to build in a you know, it doesn't have to be specific. Like, if I didn't specifically plan for this, I can't spend it. But build in some flexibility, you know, that is planned, right? You're planning a flexibility fund or flexibles fund or some type of, you know, you just don't want to be willy-nilly. And I think a lot of times we get caught off guard with our spending, and it really hurts us. You know, it really, especially if we're setting up a budget or some type of spending plan, it just really helps. It just really helps.
Yeah. And one thing that could be really helpful as well, is like if you have a budget, to also look at like the due dates for each one of your bills.
Ooh.
And so it's like, okay, this check is going to cover these items and my next check will cover the rest of these items. Because sometimes you'll think that you have more money than you actually do.
Yeah.
And so then a bill will hit and you'll be like, hold on, I thought I already paid that, or I thought that already went through. So one of the things that can help you to plan for, you know, in advance is to also having an awareness of when those bills are due.
Yeah. And these are simple things. I know these sound very simple, but even the wealthiest of folks have trouble, right, managing their money.
Yes.
And so these tips really help you no matter what level you're on. You know what I mean? You want to be aware of what's coming in and what's going out. So plan spending for sure. So let's go to number four, Shire, which is to sign up for automatic bill pay.
Now, I will say that I'm bad at this. Every single bill that is on automatic bill pay, Marcus has set that up.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't done it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that's just an example that everybody doesn't have to do everything.
Right.
Like, you've done a great job of that.
Yeah.
So.
And it is, it also, it's like, it's very cumbersome to go through each bill and go through their automated payment. Well, that's why things like the Coins that really, you know, help out. But yeah, I had to go through, you know, our SMUD, you know, PG&E, all of our utility companies, garbage, sewer, and you had to set up the automatic payments. And it's very cumbersome, but once you do it,
right,
it's just you're at peace. You're at peace, you know. So I definitely recommend doing that. It really helps a lot. And now, y'all, let's get to number five, which we kind of touched on it.
Yes.
On the front end.
Yes.
But go paperless.
Go paperless to the extent that you can.
You can.
I mean, it even goes back to circling back to the first one around getting organized. And so even now with technology, like you have the ability to like scan certain documents.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have to keep it, you know, as a paper document,
right,
you know, you can always convert it into an electronic file.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. We're trying to reduce the clutter. And then also, I think that the app is also helpful as well.
Yeah.
If you're using apps to help in the management of your finances.
Oh, man. I mean, the world can be ran by a cell phone at this point. Like, yes. I can run my whole situation from my cell phone. So, yeah, I definitely think going paperless is the way to go. Here's the thing too, Shire.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I hate getting mail. Like, I wish...
He refuses to check the mail.
It's just
okay.
Like... And when you go, when you do these steps, when you're automating your payments, your bill payments, and when you're going paperless and things like that, it's like, I shouldn't be getting no paper mail no more. Why are y'all mailing me something? You know what I mean? So if you are like me and you hate mail, going paperless really helps, because it's like, I really shouldn't be getting anything. So if I do get anything, it must be important, right? Or either that or
yes,
junk mail.
But still check. I mean, I think people should check their mail probably more frequently than we do.
Yeah, yeah, you might be right. Well,
but yeah, you definitely don't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
But go paperless is definitely a way to simplify your finances.
Yeah. Now, Shire, when we were prepping for this, you mentioned a budget. You mentioned maybe adding one to the list. Or do we want to do a bonus of, you know, talking through a budget? You kind of touched on it. Did you want to add anything to a budget, or as we like to call it,
Spending plan.
Spending plan.
What is your plan for the month?
Yeah, I guess we talked about that.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, I think most of our listeners have a budget.
Yeah.
I want to say that in good faith. But if you don't have a budget, the best place to start is by just listing out all of your expenses. Mm-hmm. That's listing out all of your bills and the amount that they are each month. And then also take a look at your income.
Yeah.
Look at your income. Look at your expenses. And see what the difference is.
Yeah.
And the difference can be used to like invest. Maybe you can increase your contributions to your investment accounts because you didn't know, you know, that you had X amount of dollars left. But a budget is really about creating awareness mm. around what's going in and what's going out. And then in addition to that awareness, it's about an agreement. Because yeah. I look at like our bill spreadsheet as an agreement
that
we are committed to paying these items.
Yeah.
This is who's gonna do what, and this is when it's going to happen.
Right.
So like I mentioned before about incorporating those due dates in your budget so that you know when certain things are gonna hit your account.
Yes.
Or you know when you need to send that check-in or that, you know, that that manual debit. Like now everything is pretty much automatic.
Right.
But yeah, so your budget is like your awareness, it's your agreement, it's your commitment. And within the budget lies our financial goals.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not adhering to my budget, there's no way. There's no way I'm going to achieve my financial goals. Because you see, my after-tax retirement contributions are in my budget as well. And so in your budget is where also your values lie.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's important to have, and I think it's also important to revisit. So like things that I've had to increase, how much we spend on gas has gone up, how much we've spent on food has gone up.
Yeah.
Some of our children's extracurricular activities have gone up. Yeah. We have pest control and they had the nerve to go up, you know?
Did the pest change? You know what I mean? Like it's the same amount of pest control, so why am I paying more? But hey.
Yeah, so like everything has kind of gone up, and so that means I have to shift around things within my budget. So I think it's always good to revisit it. And, you know, you can have a budget as a framework. Like this is the framework. Things might go a little bit over, a little bit under. But for the most part, this is the plan that we have for the month or for the year or however you want to look at it.
Yeah. And like I said, I mentioned it earlier, it doesn't matter how wealthy you are. These are principal things that we all can do, especially in times like this, Shire.
Yes.
I think this is important, and I appreciate you going and looking at it, because I encourage you, like over time, you know, these spending practices or these practices will become a part of your DNA, but you should always circle back and say, where are we now? When situations change in the economy,
right?
That automatically has changed your budget essentially. So you need to go back and revisit.
Right.
And so
I have a prime example of that.
Bring it down.
So I do most of the grocery shopping. I do all of the grocery shopping.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Marcus, he goes to the store every once in a while. But I do the grocery shopping.
Yeah.
So I have an awareness and I know that milk has gone up at least 50 cents. You know, so like just like little things. So where it's like, okay, my budget has in the past been this, but I'm noticing that when I'm purchasing the same things, my bill is looking a little bit different.
Yes.
So then I have to say, okay, well, am I going to stick to my original allotment, or is there wiggle room somewhere else in the budget where I can increase my grocery allotment? So that's the awareness is Marcus, food has gone up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then on the flip side, Marcus get the gas most of the time.
Woo.
So it's just like, I put gas in a car and it's not what it was, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely.
So it's informing each other, because we do have different roles within our relationship, and there are things that he takes care of, and there are things that I take care of, but just making sure that we're on the same page with the way that things are looking.
Yes, and like you said, at the end of the day, the budget keeps us both accountable, right? It's,
mm-hmm.
it's that thing in the middle that's like, you know, this is what we're supposed to be doing. So hopefully these helped you all, and hopefully, like I said, you'll take advantage of apps like the Coins app to help you.
Right,
you know,
and find what works for you.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit old school. Like, if I could go, I could get an app, and the app can help me accomplish my goals, then of course I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, find out what works,
for you.
And that might mean trying a couple of different things.
Yes.
So.
Yep. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Black Married and Debt Free. If you did, do us a huge favor. Now, you know what I'm going to ask you now.
Up market.
Give us a 5-star review on any platform you're listening to this on. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you see the effort that went into this. You see Shire looking good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to get you, Marcus.
We got the cameras and the lights. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and share our channel with others, folks that may be interested in this content. All right? So for Marcus, this is my lovely wife,
Shire.
And we're going to holler at y'all on the next one. Peace.
Bye.